This is a story with music. There once was a young lad named Pierrot. That's a French name, which is similar to Pete in English or Pedro in Spanish. Pierrot is famous the world over because of a song written about him. Listen to it. Have you heard it before? Pierrot loved to be on or near the water. He tried to learn everything he could about the oceans and rivers of the world so that when he was old enough, he could travel to see them. Once, he read about a beautiful city where the streets were actually waterways and the taxicabs were little boats. It's not a make-believe city. It's a real city called Venice, Italy. The waterways there are called canals, and the little boats are called gondolas. Gondoliers, who are the men that row the boats, often sing a type of song known as a barcarolle. The music you will hear now is a barcarolle. Can you feel the swaying motion of the gondola as it rocks from side to side in the water? Can you hear Pierrot's tune? Another time, Pierrot read about the longest river in Russia. It is called the Volga. There are many cities along the Volga, and hundreds of years ago, boats called barges carried grain and many other kinds of supplies from city to city up and down the Volga. Sometimes the barges had to be pulled with ropes by very strong sailors on shore. To keep their pulling in time with each other, the sailors would sing songs called shanties. The most famous Russian shanty is known as the Song of the Volga Boatmen. Listen to it now. Does it sound as though the sailors are doing hard work? Can you hear Pierrot's song with the shanty? Thank you. Pierrot also hoped that someday he would visit the USA because it was between two great oceans, the Atlantic and the Pacific. He was fascinated by the stories of the great waves in these oceans and the sport called surfing. Just imagine, thought Pierrot, a person could actually stand up on a surfboard while he was on top of the highest wave imaginable. Pierrot hoped that one day he would ride a surfboard on such a wave. How thrilling it will be, he thought, to speed down that wave with only a surfboard under my feet. Now let's listen to this very fast version of Pierrot's song. Does it sound as if Pierrot is having an exciting time riding a surfboard on a giant wave? Thank you for being such an attentive audience. The boys and girls of the Carl Fisher School Orchestra hope that you have enjoyed the music and the story of Pierrot.